Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Bitty Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor, because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory? A new marketing plan? Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Bitty Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
From CES, where many products are introduced and many come to die, you're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline as we launch our 25th year on the air. What has been your favorite tech in the past 25 years? Or maybe what have you disliked the most about technology in these past 25 years? Let us hear from you. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO, or preferably the audio option on the updated free Into Tomorrow app. This special, by the way, from Vegas, brought to you in part by
IFA 2020 in Berlin, consumer electronic product introductions and provocative discussions about what the future holds. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Ovis by ForwardX, world's first AI-powered side-following suitcase for business and leisure travel. Visit ovis.forwardx.com. And by Directed, making life more secure, comfortable, and fun in and around your vehicle. Check out directed.com.
So if you've rented an e-scooter, an e-bike, an e-anything these days, you might be very interested, especially in our next guest, who makes that very easy in the long run for us as consumers by helping those rental companies do what they do. He is the co-founder of Sharing OS, Michael Chen. Michael, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you. We saw a whole lot of e-scooters and e-bikes and e-chairs, I mean, e-everything here. First, tell me a little bit about Sharing OS, about the company.
So as the name suggests, we create an operating system for sharing economy, especially in the mobility area, because we find there's a huge demand from the end users who need the mobility sharing solutions. You probably have tried Lime or Bird kick scooters all over the cities. But we find there's a lot more demand in the universities, medium-sized or smaller cities, who also want that. But the big operators like Lime or Bird, they cannot cover these areas. That's why we provide the whole end-to-end solutions for small operators to operate in these areas.
Very good. So not only making it easier for the operators, but because you make it easy for them, it makes it easier for the consumer, or in this case, a student perhaps on a campus.
Exactly. Not only students, but also like people using hotels, or people go to commute in the small size or medium sized cities. They all need these kind of services.
Yeah. And we are seeing more and more of them, so it seems like you certainly got into this industry at the right time.
Yeah, I hope that we did well. Yeah, but we think that the growing demand in this micro-mobility sharing business is huge. So we really look forward to serving all the end customers in this area.
True. And tell me what it is that you do differently than what's already out there to make it easier. How is it different?
So what we do is that we provide the whole solution, so including a customized app, a backend, and an engineer app. Plus, we have all the vehicles from e-bikes, e-kick scooters, e-mopeds, even a wheelchair here as well. So we have everything get ready for the operators to start getting on the job to serve the clients.
And tell me a little bit more about the app, because it makes it very, very easy to obtain whatever device you want to rent.
Yeah, so the app is very easy to use. The users can download it and they can scan the QR code to open any vehicles here. And then they can start using it everywhere they want. After using it, they can park it in a designated parking space and lock up and end the journey with it. And we have some special features that including having the users to take a photo to verify they parked correctly, that helps the operators and the cities to manage this kind of operations in a very legal and convenient way for other users.
And that's great, because we've seen certain cities where they have all these various colored company bikes and scooters, and they're just everywhere. Yeah. And that's not good for the city and the attractiveness or the unattractiveness. So if you can, I like how you say, end the journey and it's parked where it's supposed to be and it's ready for the next renter, that's all part of the process, I guess.
Exactly. That's what we want to do. We want to manage and help the cities and the operators to do this in an orderly way so that everybody can be benefited, not just the users, but also the passengers, everybody who is enjoying and sharing the same public space.
It seems that this plays a major role also in not only helping the e-scooter, the mobility rental industry, but perhaps even the environment.
Exactly. That's the research have suggested it's going to reduce a lot of carbon emissions, help reduce the congestions, and help everybody in this regard.
Now, tell us how someone accesses a battery that has been charging so you know you've got a good ride ahead.
Yes, it's very, very easy. I can show you. Sure. So, for example, in all our vehicles, we use one form factor battery. And, for example, you can easily access this battery. And we can have several batteries in these vehicles. And we use the same battery in the smaller vehicles, in the e-bike, in the kick scooters. And once we need to charge the battery, and we have a vending machine here, and can easily operate either by QR code or we can, yeah.
And then a door pops open in this kind of vending machine size for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com. Insert the battery, close the door.
And then we have another battery already charged and then you can put back to the vehicles here.
Excellent, so it makes it very convenient. And there you go, acknowledgement that you've now put in a freshly charged battery. I like that concept. Sharingos.co.uk is the website, right?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Terrific. Well, Michael, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here, and we see why you have a very exciting booth at the Consumer Electronics Show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, sharingos.co.uk. We'll get you there when you visit intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, our 25th year, and yeah, the voice is dying here in the desert as we bring you further into tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.